your medical records for a Social Security disability case, a workers' comp case, or a personal injury case, and your medical providers fail to turn them over to the appropriate people, and it affects your case. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction. There are rules in place that are meant to protect our privacy, and there is a good reason for those rules. We want to safely guard our medical information, our most personal details, so that they are not provided to people we don't want to see them. The statute, the federal statute, that most closely protects our freedoms is the HIPAA statute, which was passed, I think, at some point in the early 1990s, but it was not fully enforced by medical providers until 9/11. And the fear for that, the fear that arose there was all of our personal information needed to be protected more because we were in a terrorism age. And that has become increasingly true as identity theft has become more and more of a problem and there's more data that is sent electronically. So it certainly is, it is more of a problem. And medical providers are correct to be concerned about these particular issues. But it's been my experience that I think a lot of the time some of the larger medical providers in the area are very reluctant to provide medical records and their records that are needed to prove disability claims. Social Security disability claims are needed in workers' comp and personal injury claims. And a lot of the time, the medical providers have no good reason not to provide those records. They set up these gauntlets of ways that you have to, different places you have to go to request records. They won't accept a Xeroxed signature. You have to have an original signature, but you have to send it to the correct department within this multi-layered, multi-faced medical hydra, for lack of a better way of putting it. And it is very difficult to get those records. And sometimes you'll send them in and you'll say, look, I need them in a month. And they'll say, well, we can't even receive your request for another month. And then it's going to be another 60 to 90 days after that. Well, that's too late a lot of the time in a disability case. It's too late in a personal injury or workers' comp claim. It greatly affects people who need their medical evidence and need their medical evidence to go to the correct sources. And there isn't any good reason why certain medical providers fail to time and time again turn over these records, and they adversely impact people's cases and sometimes keep people from getting benefits that they need to survive on. And there just isn't any good reason for it. Now, I understand the large medical providers and small medical providers have had issues where evidence and information was turned over to the wrong person. People's personal information was provided, and these were HIPAA violations, potentially subjecting the person whose information was turned over to embarrassment or to identity theft, but also subjecting the medical centers to liability, which is something they're scared of more than anything in the world. They care about not getting sued, and they care about, if they are sued, not having to pay out claims or not having to pay out much. So don't ever think that it's some sort of pure motive here. It's really about protecting themselves from liability. But as a result, they end up putting a clamp down on everything, and it ends up hurting cases. So it should be easier to get medical records. They passed what's called the High Tech Act, Congress did, to make it easier to get records electronically. But certain providers are still causing issues, and I run into these issues all the time with certain providers. They're repeat offenders. People know who they are. They probably know who I'm talking about now without mentioning them. But there are issues, and they present obstacles to Social Security cases and to other cases. Thank you for listening. I'm Michael Wells, and this is Legal Fact and Fiction.